Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amidst the struggles and hassles of our lives, there is a longing for true, lasting peace. If only there could be the peace that existed in the Garden of Eden. Our first parents lived in perfect harmony with God. They were His friends. And out of that peaceful relationship flowed a warm relationship with one another. The tragedy of sin was that it shattered both the peace between God and people and the peace among people. Quickly, after the fall into sin, we see the rise of doubts and fears and hostility, which people directed both toward God and toward one another. True, lasting peace was lost. It's not hard to point to examples in our lives that demonstrate the truth of this: the envy in our hearts, the lust of our eyes, and the hurt that we cause by wayward words and selfish actions. For all these sins, and the many more we do, we truly deserve God's eternal wrath and the pronouncement of His condemnation. Yet, the remarkable thing is that God loves us, and He demonstrated His one-of-a-kind love by reestablishing peace between Himself and His sinful, rebellious world of people. Listen to the words again. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Every teaching of Scripture rests upon this truth. Though all people are undeserving sinners, Christ sacrificed Himself in their place to win peace between God and us. Peace was reestablished through the death of Jesus Christ, for the punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. God's righteous wrath against sin was directed at Jesus, and He paid the deadly price for sin with His own precious blood and His innocent sufferings and death. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." O Jesus, by humbling Yourself and dying for me, You rescued sinners from the condemnation I deserved. Comfort me with the true, lasting peace, which comes from knowing and believing that You are my precious Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.